Washington State's upcoming vote on gun laws is being watched around the country. It's the first time a state has presented voters with two competing initiatives on gun regulations, one to require universal background checks, the other to prevent them. It's also marked a new surge in campaign donations to regulate all gun sales in Washington State. KUOW's Amy Radel reports a victory for Initiative 594 could have ripple effects around America.
Hi, is Darlene there?
In a bare-bones phone bank on Seattle's Capitol Hill, there's something of a celebrity gathering taking place. The volunteers are making calls in support of Washington's Initiative 594. But if these people's names have made the headlines, it's for a terrible reason: their intimate experience of gun violence. At one table sits Cheryl Stumbo, one of the initiative sponsors. She was injured in Seattle's Jewish Federation shooting in 2006. Across from her sits Bob Weiss, who came to the issue more recently.
I'm a survivor of gun violence. My daughter Veronica was one of the six kids murdered in UC Santa Barbara last May.
Weiss lives in California, but is from Seattle. He's come back to campaign for universal background checks for gun purchases. Currently, background checks are required for guns purchased from licensed dealers or across state lines. If the check reveals that the buyer has certain criminal convictions or mental health issues, the purchase is denied. Those checks aren't required for private sales within Washington, through online ads, gun shows, or elsewhere. Weiss says it's true that California has universal background checks, and they didn't stop the man who shot his daughter.
He had licensed guns that he bought legally. So California, there wasn't a failure there in terms of this law, but they're working on things in California to help get guns away from the mentally ill.
Those kinds of examples are troubling to retired firearms dealer Russ Hayden.
Well, the Seattle Pacific shooter, I understand that gun went through a background check.
He's referring to the shooting at Seattle Pacific University last May. Hayden lives in Gig Harbor, Washington. In his work, he did background checks routinely for gun buyers and says they're usually quick and easy. But when he considers Initiative 594, he says he feels indifferent. He just doesn't believe universal background checks will help prevent gun violence.
So I think it's going to be kind of a do-nothing, feel-good-about-yourself gun law.
But law enforcement officials say having a record of ownership for every firearm that changes hands in Washington will help them solve crimes.
There's an entire vast secondary market where people are selling guns on sites on the internet, where they meet up and they sell a gun, no questions asked, for cash, where we think that needs to be tightened up.
That's King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg, a supporter of Initiative 594. He says Colorado passed a law requiring universal background checks in 2013. It resulted in about 250 more buyers being denied firearms in its first year.
That's 250 people who didn't get a gun that way. It doesn't mean they can't get it some other way, but it makes it harder for felons to get guns, and I'm all for anything that does that.
Phil Cook is a professor at Duke University who studies guns. It was his research that found private gun sales account for about 40% of all transactions. But that survey, he says, is 20 years old. Statistics show that states with universal background checks have lower rates of police killed with handguns and fewer women shot by their intimate partners. They also have lower rates of suicides with firearms. But Cook says you can't show that stricter background checks are responsible for those differences. He says the most compelling data come from Missouri, which got rid of universal background checks in 2007.
What the evaluation documented was a jump in the homicide rate and quite a pronounced change in the flows of guns within Missouri, and especially in the underground gun market.
Cook says the effect of the Sandy Hook school shootings in 2012 was to put gun rights on state legislative agendas. Some states tightened their rules, others loosened them. What's new in Washington this year, Cook says, is the money. Initiative 594 has raised $8.9 million with donations from big names like Michael Bloomberg and Bill and Melinda Gates. Cook says they're challenging the historic influence of the National Rifle Association and its members.
It is a different world now, and there's no safe place for political candidates. they're going to possibly be in trouble on either side of this issue.
And the other side of the issue has its own ballot measure, Initiative 591. That initiative would leave private sales within Washington unchanged. The group Protect Our Gun Rights has raised $1.2 million toward its passage. The initiative's sponsor is Alan Gottlieb of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Gottlieb says he's not necessarily against more background checks, but he opposes Initiative 594 because it would expand the state's record-keeping on gun owners and sales.
It significantly goes far beyond anything the legislature was even dealing with in what we would look at as the worst-case scenarios. And that's part of the problem why we're opposing it.
Another problem for many gun owners is that I-594 requires background checks whenever a gun changes hands, whether it's sold, transferred, or given away. Gun owners worry they could be penalized for loaning a gun to a friend to go hunting, for example. But Dan Satterberg says allowing transfers without background checks would give private sellers a way around the new rule.
The transfer language is in 594, I think, so that it defeats an obvious defense that a seller would have who sold a gun for cash, who would say, you can't prove that I got cash. You can't prove this was a sale. In fact, it was a loan or it was a transfer. I gave it away.
But Gottlieb says it's hard for legal gun owners to have trust that their rights won't be diminished.
I guess the problem is the people who are behind 594 are not friends of gun owners or care about gun rights whatsoever. So obviously, we have deep suspicions based upon other stuff that they've supported and other proposals they've already brought forward.
The ultimate wild card would be for both competing ballot measures to pass. Some early polls made that seem like a distinct possibility. But the latest numbers suggest that support for universal background checks is at 60%, while 39% of voters support the opposite measure. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.